Sechtes Idyas, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So this Mishnah discusses if an object no longer becomes usable, so it's no longer Mekabel Tuma. So the Mishnah says like this, Kisei Shel Kala Shnitlu Chipuyav. You have a chair that a Kala would sit on it, like a decorated chair, and the armrests were taken off. Beis Shammai Metamen. Beis Shammai says that even though it's broken, and a Kala would not sit on it, but since it could still be used as a chair, as an ordinary chair, it's still going to be Mekabel Tuma. Beisol Matarin, Beisol says no, it can't be used for its purpose. Its purpose is to be a kala's chair. And no kala would sit on this chair without the arms, so therefore it is tar. Shamei Oimrim, Af Malbein Shel Kisei Tamei. Even if the seat, meaning the way these kala chairs would work, is you would have this chair, and then to sit, the actual seat of it was like a brick that she would sit on around this, within this decorated thing. So Shamei says, Af Malbein Shel Kisei Tamei. If even the seat of the chair can become tamei on its own without the rest of the chair, because it could be used to sit on. So if it's only missing the arms, kol shekein, that it should become tameh. That was the first part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah deals with Mishkav u'mayshev. So the rule of Mishkav u'mayshev is, there's something called Tumas Mishkav u'mayshev. Someone sits on a chair or a bed, or he lies on a bed or a chair, even if he doesn't touch it. So let's say there's a cloth covering it or something like that, it's still going to become tummy. That's Tumas Mishkav u'mayshev. The only thing is, Tumas Mishkav u'mayshev only works by something that's made to be a chair or a bed. If it's not made to be a bed or a chair, then it only becomes tummy when you actually touch it. So the Mishnah says like this, Kisei Shekavei Ba'areva. A chair that you attached inside the bowl, inside a kneading trough. See, they used to have these huge bowls that you would use to knead the dough in, and inside that you put a chair. Now you put the chair in there not to be used for the kneading of the dough, but you put it in there in order to be a shelf to hold the dough. So Beis Shammai Metamen, Beis Shammai says that it could still become tummy. If someone sits on this chair, it's going to be Metamei Mishkav, because it's still a chair. Even though you attached it to this kneading trough to be a shelf, it's still a chair, it retains its shame chair, and if you sit on it, it's going to be Metamei Tumas Mishkav. Ubeis Hillel Mitar, and Beis Hillel says that it's tar. It doesn't become tummy, even if a person sits on it, that's tummy, because right now it's considered part of the trough, and therefore it's not considered a bed or a chair, and it's not going to be Mitame Tumas Mishkav Umayshav. Now, Shammai Omer, Afa Osiba. Even if a chair that was originally made as part of the kneading trough is considered a chair with regard to Tumah, because though it's not made to be a regular chair, it can be used as a seat, and therefore it's still going to be Mekabel Tumah. So Shammai is actually arguing on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel together. The whole machlokes before Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was if you took an actual chair and attached it to the kneading trough, is it still Mekabel Tumah or not? Beis Shammai said it is, and Beis Hillel said it loses it. But both of them agree that if it was originally made to be a part of the dough, part of the trough that you use for the dough, they both agree that in that case where it was originally made not to be a chair, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. Shammai, on the other hand, Shammai himself, he argues on both of them. He says, Afa Osiba, even if a chair was made originally to be part of it, it's still going to be able to be Mekabel Tumah. Mishnah Yud Beis. Eilu Dvarim Shechazru Beis Hillel Hayres Kedivrei Beis Shammai. So the next few Mishnahs are going to have the same theme, which is that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had an argument, and Beis Hillel came around to the thinking of Beis Shammai. They were chayzer to paskin like Beis Shammai. Number one, Ha'isha Shabbat Medina Sayyam Amra Meis Baili. A woman came from Medina Sayyam and she said that her husband died. Now normally you need two witnesses to testify such a thing, but over here the woman herself is saying that her husband died overseas. She wants to get married. So Tinasi, she's allowed to get married. Meis Baili, she says her husband died, to Sayyamim. So she's allowed to go ahead and do Yibum. She's even allowed to marry the brother of her husband, which is an Erva, assuming that her husband's still alive. It's an Eishes Ish. She's allowed to go ahead and do Yibum. Now, why did this din come about? This din came about that there was once a man who was harvesting grain, and he got bitten by a snake. So his wife came to nearby court, and she testified that he died. After verifying that he was indeed dead, the court gave permission to her to remarry. Because of that incident, so the Chachamim ruled that a woman's testimony is neman about her husband. So the Mishnah says like this, this that the Chachamim allowed her to get married just by her testimony alone that the husband died, that's only when it happened nearby in a field where we could always verify what she's saying. So therefore, she's not going to lie because it's verifiable. But over here, she came from Medina Sayyam. She knows no one could check on her. And therefore, Beis Hillel says she's not Neman in this case. Amalahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, Achas Abomin HaKotzer V'Achas Abomin HaZesim. You're going to go ahead and tell me that it also makes a difference whether she was cutting wheat or whether he was cutting olives? Obviously, it doesn't mean that it has to be the exact scenario. V'Achas Abomin Dinas Hayam. So it's the same thing. It makes no difference whether you were coming from wheat or olives, and also if she's coming from Medina Sayam. This that they paskin by that case where they were cutting wheat was the case that it happened to happen by. Not because that's specifically the din. So Beis Hillel went and they paskin like Beis Shammai. Next din. Beis Shammai Oimrim Tinase V'titel Ksuba. Not only can she get married, but she even gets her Ksuba. She collects from his property her Ksuba. Beis Hillel Oimrim Tinase. She can get married. So they were Chayzer. They said she could get married, but V'loy Titel Ksuba. She cannot take money, because even though marriage will accept her Ksuba, but when it comes to money, she is an Eid Echad. She's not going to be Nemon to take her Ksuba. Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, Hitartem Esa Erva Chamur. You're going to be matter her Legabi Arayas to go ahead and get married. Even though she might be an Eishes Ish, you're allowing her testimony that she's not. How could you say that she's not going to get her money also? Money is a much easier thing. So if she's Nemon Legabe getting married, she's certainly Nemon Legabe the money. Amar Lahem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says no. Matzinu She'ena Achim Nechnasen Lanach Lalpia. We know that the din is that his brothers do not get their portion of the inheritance based on her words. So you see that her testimony does not work Legabe the money, because if it would work Legabe the money, then forget about her getting her Ksuba. His brothers should now be able to collect their Chelek HaYerusha. Is Amalahem Beis Shammai V'aloi Misefer Ksuvasa Nolmai. That's different over here by Ksuba, because in the Ksuba itself, if you read it, it says that she's entitled to the money in this situation. Why? Shukaisavla, because what does he write in the Ksuba? Sh'imti nosi la'acher titli ma'ashakasav l'chi. If you marry someone else, you get what's written in the Ksuba. So you see that the husband himself wrote into the Ksuba that when are you entitled to the Ksuba? When you're able to get married. So over here, we're paskening that she's Neman Legabi to marriage. If she's Neman Legabi to marriage, she's Neman Legabi to Ksuba. And Chazru Beis Hillel, Lahiris Kedivri Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel was Chazer, and now they paskin like Beis Shammai. Have a good day.